I'm Elisa Mortensen, and this is Undo Redo. Let's take a look at all the things that happen in life that we would like to undo and have a chance to redo.
Hello, my friends. This spring, coming up are so many opportunities to learn more about managing your feelings, creating happiness for yourself, and becoming closer in those relationships that you struggle in. Two of them are on March 23rd. One in the morning at 10 a.m. in Ogden, specifically located behind the Copper Nickel Event Center in that building. It's about ridding your mind of toxic thinking and protecting yourself with boundaries moving forward from there. The other one is in the evening, 7 p.m., and it's a slumber party style in your comfies and having amazing dessert. We will be releasing anxiety and understanding our triggers better. And it will be in West Haven, Utah, in an event room upstairs from a preschool called Dirt Learning. And the staff there, the preschool staff, will be providing babysitting for this event. So just grab your most stressed out friend and get there. You'll leave an improved version of yourself, and you'll be armed with like several new ways to cut overwhelm and stress like a boss. So help heaven, really reach someone by bringing them with you. Find people that are stressed out and have anxiety and people you complain to the most and bring them. It will give you both a deeper kind of self-care than going and getting a pedicure would. And then you'll have so many more solutions to talk about to handle all the problems you've been stuck with. So it's perfect. And Undo Redo Retreat is happening again. And I'm so excited. I just get better and better at this every time I do one. It's April 12th and 13th, so 10 a.m. on the 12th-ish to like 6 p.m. on the 13th of April. And it's in a beautiful home in Ogden Valley. And I know we're all unorganized and tired most days because we need to disconnect from our life in order to reconnect with ourselves. We always think it's about the achievement. When this is done, when I do this, when I get this done, when it's clean. But it was never about the achievement. It was always about the alignment. And you'll see the difference instantly because living a life that is aligned feels rewarding whether things get done or not, whether people behave perfectly or not, things run smoothly or not. I promise you, this retreat, you'll go into you and you'll find the thing that is stopping you from having that sort of life. So get there. Get your, you know, have a mother, daughter, or a best friend, or get a group of friends and all challenge each other to level up while you're there. Today's episode, I'm kind of excited about how to argue well. Who would love to know how to argue well? And it may not be what you think, and you'll have to tell me what you think, but I want you to be aware of your thoughts about arguing. And for this episode's purpose, just think about how do you feel about having arguments? We all experience arguments differently. So it's interesting. Some of us, if we had our way, would avoid it altogether, right? Arguing is a natural process of communication, though. And we're not meant to see all things the same, right? Many times we disagree, and it very quickly gets complicated, and we're unable to keep track of what's even going on. And it feels overwhelming and confusing, which means no one's at their best behavior, and we end up trying to be right or spend too much of our time trying to convince other people of our way. Well, communication is all about expressing our thoughts that come to us in our mind through our own lens of living. And then you put them into words and they're heard and interpreted by someone else through their own lens that's unique to them. And it all goes bad so quickly, right? Like how did it even happen? How do you even get there? Taking offense is just too easy. It's like the knee-jerk reaction to start any argument. Along with disagreeing, feeling disappointed, becoming uncomfortable and blaming. And then there's the wanting to put an end to it or avoid it by any means possible. And as humans, we go to great lengths to avoid uncomfortable things. Any of these come to play. Sometimes all of these come to play in one single argument. The lens through which each side is coming through, both people exercising their agency. You know, we use our agency based on our habit patterns and our beliefs, and we refer to these as like our personality. Some of us have way too high fight or flight response to even disagree in a calm way. That only means that we've attached a negative or very threatening response to arguing. So we're threatened by it, just even thinking about it. It's something we just decided long ago, and it kept us safer then. But now it's not helpful because avoiding talking about hard things and not being able to be calm is an issue because we can't move forward. So how we think about arguing matters. Some may say very defensively, it wasn't an argument. We never argue because what, there wasn't any loud voices? I would argue with that because all people have the need to be right and they go back and forth. Hopefully you can see some of this tendency in yourself. I'm going to show you why the way you think about arguing does matter. Arguing makes things grow. It shifts and it changes course on things. Here are some of the ways we think about arguing that need to be undone. There's because it causes someone to resolve never to speak their mind again. Someone will literally be like, that's the last time I share anything. You know, it causes some people to pretend harder next time, like people please, in order to avoid more problems. That could be known as tiptoeing around or walking on eggshells. This is where we learn to be fake in order to control their behavior. Making sure nothing is upsetting for them. That fakeness, gone unchecked, in time turns into them not having their own voice anymore. Like, you don't have your own voice anymore when you are people-pleasing for too long. Changing who you once were into no longer knowing what you want, after repeatedly forfeiting your wants and allowing them to have it their way. Basically, you lose sight of who you are. Your purpose becomes unclear. You abandon yourself somewhere along the way. And resentment builds inside. You're well-intended, you're the one trying to keep the peace, but hurting yourself isn't noticed by you as long as they are having good behavior towards you. Because heaven forbid you upset them, right? We don't want to cause anyone else's emotions. They get to choose their emotions. Don't think you're all that powerful to make someone else feel things, because you're not. None of us are. They get to choose. If you need a strategy plan for this and it just seems like it's daunting to you, then get on a free call with me and connect to your higher brain and your higher power, and let's together learn how to bring this magic of telling the truth to life for you. It will help you be clear. What else could help you be clear? What else could help you be strong? Because quietly suffering inside yourself while living a fake life, one of like blaming yourself if they choose poor behavior or negative emotions or adding to the problem, when you know better, it stifles all growth meant to happen in this life for you and them. Our very purpose of being here, why Eve partook of the fruit in the first place, was to experience good and bad. Those are the truths. There's no truth in a shallow life of ignoring your inner voice. You'll be called to say some things. I guarantee that. They're not going to be mean or rude things, but you're going to speak up. Here's many reasons for seeing arguing differently from now on. You could call it your arguments redone, and you could try on any one of these because this is the truth. The truth is it's good to argue, to go about it with new understanding and find clarity in its purpose will serve you well. How much could everyone possibly benefit from arguing, right? It's actually very beneficial to argue, and your intentions do matter. Your intentions must be set to go into the conversation without needing to fix or change anything, or to make them fix or change anything. It's just an exchange of information. Arguing is ideal, and disagreements are key to achieving a deeper, more authentic connection. If some of you are really confused right now, it's because I'm really a life coach and I'm telling you to go ahead and go argue. Yeah, because it's not all about what you think it's about. It's about the purifying process. If you're trying to purify water or metal, you expose all of its impurities and you pull them out. It strengthens by getting rid of all the little tiny weak things. It creates more understanding. It simply refines everyone involved. It's not about agreeing. It's about allowing the disagreement to be there and choose love regardless. It closes the gaps, it strengthens, and it makes solid foundations for which we build on top of that we no longer get tipped over so easy or feel like we're having to start all over again. You see, it's the reconcile. The point of arguing and how to argue is the coming back part. Being okay with differences levels up a relationship. Having place for duality expands us. It's most important to learn and have many experiences with coming back together in love. That is the most important. That is so very important part. You manage your emotions and you leave them to theirs. Now, quitting and being reactive is part of human nature. So you're just going to have to let yourself do it and let others be human too, because it'll happen. And I'll warn you now, doing any of these totally rocks the boat. Yeah. And starting to try any of this, because I know something you feel inside resonates with you in your situation. It gets worse before it gets better. So expect that. Don't expect it to go well the first introduction to it. You're merely just planting a seed right now. You're planting a seed of what would it look like for me to accept both sides in a complete disagreement and be completely in love still and have it not be a problem. How long does it take a seed to nurture and grow? A whole season. I've talked about this before. It's not a fight or two or a drop or two of water. We're pulling out all those impurities, right? So you're saying things that have been kept inside of you for some time. Some of them are necessary to be said because they are your truth, and some of them aren't because they're just mean and rude and vindictive and they're complaining and blaming. So be careful what you choose to say. Own your truth, right? Because we're not going into an argument to fix them or change anything. We're just saying what we really, really feel like and what we are and the dark places we go to. And sometimes it triggers it when they do certain things. You go to these dark places. And you just need to own that out loud. All right? Now, pulling out all these entrenched impurities from yourself is painful for everyone. But on the other side of it is clean water. It's the strong steel. It's the better product, the better life. And you may need to start with saying something like, hey, when it gets heated or we're yelling, let's stop. Maybe we'll have a cue or a safe word and let's come back to it. Or let's agree to give each other lots of room to be ourselves while we're talking, knowing we both have calm and we both have upset inside of us, and we each get to choose either anyone at any time, calm or upset. This will help you know that it's healthy to disagree and to have words, and the other person can be upset, and that's okay, and you can be upset, and that's okay. You could plan a time to talk together about putting together some rules around it, promising to each other, like, anything that is said, no matter what it is, you'll just be open. You'll know it's just thoughts that have gone through your mind that are harmless, and you get to be the big human mess, and they get to be the big human mess that we all are anyway. Without any bad or wrong meaning attached to arguing, you'll likely stay very present with one another. And you'll agree that you both choose love over it all in the end. And you can make that very clear. Love is so much better than being right. Being right is so overrated. You guys, it doesn't last long before you have the need to be right again. So if you're told to calm down, it's no big deal. You could say, I get to decide that. If they say, you shouldn't be reacting this way, then you say, I get to decide that. Keeping ownership throughout and separating control, meaning you control what you are in control over, which is you, and they get to control what they're in control over, which is them, will help. Some of us have a very high fight or flight approach to disagreements, which I mentioned before. you may feel like you're going to risk losing someone. It may be very frightening to you to actually say anything because it might be taken wrong. It might seem harsh, but it's none of your business how they choose to react. If you're meaning to speak your truth from a place of love and desire to deepen connection with honesty, be willing to acknowledge openly how you feel to them and express to them what your dream is. What is possible for your situation? And just be allowed to have hundreds of thoughts, good, bad, and indifferent. That is where the magic happens. Owning your truth is where the magic is found. Risk it to have real, right? Otherwise, it'll be shallow. It's a lifelong of pretending and people-pleasing, and we all know what a superficial relationship that is. Never being truthful, never really saying what's on your mind, good, bad, or indifferent. We're not really bad people. We love the people we're talking with. We don't have to go crazy or be against anyone and be their enemy. Be you. Be broken. Be good. Be ugly. Be loving. Be stupid. Be bad. All of it's you. Becoming someone who is genuine is learned. It's a learned behavior. So just start doing it. Do it anyway. Evolve, progress. Your superpower is your agency, and it always has been. And your kryptonite is hiding, pretending, which is similar to lying. And you can see it and you know better than that. My job as your coach is to keep you empowered, to align you with your divine self. Only you know your true purpose. Because we're children of God, most of our purpose is to help those we love, to help them along. And this is it. Help ourselves get rid of all those things and allow others to get rid of all those deep, dark pains and suffering that are inside of us. And you must share this with whoever you thought of while you're listening, because the heavens answer our prayers most time through each other. Grab your friends and come to any one of the upcoming events and retreats and get real-time live coaching from me for your situation and become aligned with you and your truth. Make sure you have what you need and know how to argue. All right. I'll talk to you next week, my friends. Bye.